الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وطبيب نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد. صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، لا سيما بقية الله روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي فنفوز فوزا عظيما. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh wa a'zamallah ujurana wa ujurakum bi musabina bil Husayn wa ashab al Husayn wa awlad al Husayn alayhim afdalu salawati wa tahiyyat. Assuming that tonight is the last session, whether we're going to have another one on Wednesday evening or not, in these nights of Muharram, the programs that we had, because this is inshallah the concluding and the last session that we would be having, I decided to share with you, to the best of my knowledge, a gem that it will definitely will help you. It will be really a strong rope that no matter how tough your situation is in dunya, in your, once you are buried in your grave in Barzakh, all the way to the Day of Judgment, this is something that you have to make sure you always adhere to it. Hold on that that rope no matter what. And then inshallah you will be in a safe hand. In the last previous nights also, I endeavored my very best, as from the first night I mentioned to you, to take you to the grassroots of the issues and problems that we have. And if I want to summarize it, if you really want me to summarize all what we have discussed in, my main aim and objective was for myself and for all of you respectfully to be more conscious, to be more vigilant of our enemy, the sworn enemy Shaitan, and make sure that we inshallah elevate our faith and put our faith into practice as much as possible. This was the main aim and objective, inshallah, that we've had. Many of you, age-wise, you are like my children. And please trust me that I always have this in my mind, that from my experience, and I'm sharing so much with you, you know, as we say that we learn from our mistakes. Mistakes that I have done because I'm older than you, mistakes that I have done in my life, I don't want you and I don't wish you to fall into those traps of Shaitan and mistakes. So I utilize to the best of my knowledge, my Islamic knowledge, my personal experience, and the experience of other humans like you and I, that as a counselor, they have come to me, shared with me some secrets of their life. I took messages from them and I try to present it to you. There is a hadith that the Prophet says that everyone has three fathers: Abun Waladak, Abun Allamak, wa Abu Zawjak or Zawjatak. Your biological father, your father who is teaching you, Allamak, and inshallah once you get married, your father-in-law, both brothers and sisters. Inshallah, if you trust me as your educational father, humbly as your educational father who cares about you, take what we have learned and take it home. And we don't want it that only during the nights of Muharram we attended the mosque, we learned something, and we said goodbye for the rest of the year. Please make sure that you maintain what you have learned, and you can only maintain it if you make it a regular session. Come more often to the mosque. Don't go back until next year that again your face will be seen here. What you have learned, share it with others. Each and every one of you, you can become from now the messengers and the ambassadors of Islam. What you have learned with your circle of friends, with your family members, take note and discuss it with them. One of the best ways of not forgetting is to teach. Okay? I myself, if I don't teach, if I don't lecture, if I don't write, I forget. You are all humans. Anyway, the topic for tonight, to seal it and give the best seal, وَخِتَامُهُ مِسْكُ وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ, is about a catalyst. In chemistry, if you've done a unit even in high school in biology, you know what the catalyst is. Catalyst or catalysis is a process that when they want to enhance the process in something, they add a substance to it with less energy to enhance it, to reach to what they want. Like, for example, enzymes that we have in our stomach, if we didn't have that, which is a catalyst, if we didn't have that, the process of the food digestion would take by far much longer. Now, the topic for tonight is a catalyst for our perfection and purification, meaning that tonight I'm introducing to you a shortcut. Tonight I'm introducing to you an easy way, a way that there is no pain in it. You enjoy it. No matter how much an outside the things that you are in pain, for you is a pleasure because it's something special. And that is the path of love, the path of the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, love in general. Of course, as usual, tonight I could mention to you an ayah, the core of my talk from Surah Ash-Shura, but deliberately I decided to share with you a supplication as a gift, as my gift to you, inshallah, to remember it, bring it to your daily diet. From now on, inshallah, from tomorrow, make sure that you add this into your spiritual daily diet. Every day. Do you have it on the screen? Let's read it now and then inshallah we'll talk about it. This is a supplication that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam used to say it every morning and every afternoon. Twice a day. It's just like a tablet. If you want to get there, you need it. Even Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that this is a tablet that you need to take one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Lifetime. Allahumma rzuqni hubbak وحب كل من أحبك وحب كل عمل يقربني إلى حبك. O Allah, grant me to love you. Bless me to be among those who love you. If we have the love of God in our heart, getting up early in the morning and praying becomes not only easy, becomes a pleasure. And that's why lovers, they spend the whole night chatting, talking together, never get bored. 2 hours, and I make it a halal relation, of course. They are engaged, and 2 hours she's on the phone with her fiancé talking, and then mom gets upset that I don't know, Ya Zahra, Ya Fatima, Ya Kaza Kaza. Ya fulane, please, enough. This telephone is burning. Or you say that, so sorry, I'm running out of battery. Or you say, mom, it's been only 2 minutes I'm talking. 2 hours sounds 2 minutes. Why? Because of that link of love. Likewise, the one that you don't like her or like him, 2 minutes sounds like hours, ages. They ask Einstein, can you please explain to us what is this relativity? In a very nutshell, in a simple sense, a journalist, he came to him and he said, just Professor, explain to us the meaning of relativity. He said, relativity is the following. You are under a hot shower, burning hot. Even 1 minute is 1 day. It's too much for you. You complain to your wife. You know how long I've been under this hot shower or a cold water, whatever, however you want to do it. Because it's not a normal situation, because it's not a pleasing situation. On the other hand, you are somewhere with your love comfortably. Halal, is there a halal beach here or somewhere? I don't know. Somewhere really very comfortable in isolation. You are just talking days and days. You never get bored. Again, because that person is your compatible, because you mold to each other, you enjoy the company each other. Al-majazu qantaratu al-haqiqa. Now come to the reality. That was a figure of a speech so that you can grasp it. Ibn Arabi, he says that for those who want to experience the love with God, first go and experience the figurative love, romantic love, halal, or platonic love, romantic love. At one stage of your life, you fell in love with your wife, for example, with your husband. God is giving you that taste of worldly love so that you iqra warqa, you elevate yourself. Tomorrow you feel embarrassed that, see, because of my fiance, how easy it was to stay awake the whole night. Ishq Layla kay kam az Mawla asti. Rumi says that the love of Layla is not less than the love of Mawla. Mawla is talking about God. If I could stay awake for Layla, his fiance, by far I should be able to stay awake for Mawla, for my master, for my cherished provider. Only if I love him. That's why you see Imam Sadiq alayhi salam daily, on a daily basis, Allahumma arzuqni hubbak. Because the path of love is a shortcut. The path of love is an easy way. For us ordinary people, we say sin taklif, the age of responsibility. But for someone, an arif like Sayyid ibn Tawus, rahmatullah alayhi, one of our very eminent scholars and mystics and urafa, he said that, why do you say sinna taklif? Call it sinna tashrif. It's the age of honor, not the, because taklif is from kulfa. Kulfa is some, it's a burden. Huh? To put the hijab on, it's a burden. To get up early in the morning and pray, burden. To cut your daily time and pray and fast, burden. That somehow, maybe in the back of our mind, I wish I didn't have to do that. But this is for those who are not in love with God. Those who are in love with God, they say this is the age of honor. Now I'm honored to be able to talk to God, to communicate with God. I'm honored that exceptionally I'm among those that God woke me up that at dawn, early in the morning, at fajr time. Look at how many eyes are asleep. And now I have an intimacy, spiritual intimacy and privacy with God. Okay? Allahumma arzuqni hubbak wa hubba kulla man ahabbak. Ya Allah, the way to get to the love of God is through those who love God. Associate with the lovers of God, then naturally you fall into the category of the lovers of God. And we all know about the peer pressure. Huh? Those who are hanging around with the druggies, we call them druggies. Those who like use different kinds of narcotic drugs are more prone to get into the problem of drug. Those who hang around with alcoholic people and with people who drink around them, they are more prone. Likewise, the positive side of it, if you hang around, if you mix and associate, socialize with people that are in love with God, their character gradually comes to you naturally. Ibn Sina, known in the West as Avicenna, one of the very genius Muslim philosophers, mathematician, physician, a genius person. He gives a simile, he gives an example. He says that, see, you all experience the barbecue in your backyard, okay? Inshallah, next time you invite me as well. Unfortunately, there's no time in Muharram. Now, when you are making the barbecue, Ibn Sina says that, imagine there are a couple of coals that are not burned. They are even wet. They've been under the rain and are wet. Now, the way to make them dry and make them burn is you put them in the middle of burning coals. Gradually, the water evaporates, it gets dry, and it even burns. That's how it is. He says this is the most natural and easiest way to purify yourself. That's why I call it catalyst. Instead of going through the pain of personal, individually, like going through some riyadha, asceticism, self-discipline, I'll tell you this very honestly. If I have anything, I have it in my association and socialization with my teachers. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, one of the blessings that I had when I was studying in Rome many years ago, that most of my friends, my mates that I socialized with were my teachers. So because they were my teachers, especially ethical and Irfani teachers, their jargon, the way they speak, because he knows more than me, and like they had disciplined themselves more than me, it was much easier. I remember my wife used to tell me that since you've been associating with like Sheikh Fulan and Fulan, I can see a change in you. Now, without reading a book, without attending any class of akhlaq. See, this is the influence, positive influence that you can get, especially if you love your teacher. As a teacher with many years of experience, once a year we are running a course that I call it ongoing, like on the job training. That teachers that we have, we are running a course for them about the skills of teaching. One of the skills of teaching that I always emphasize to the younger teachers is that, please, when you go, sisters, brothers,